Krishna Book, Canto 11, Jarasandha, taken from chapters 70 and 71. Scene 1. Krishna asks for Uddhava's advice. Just before the great sage Narada arrived in the Sudharma assembly house of Dwaraka, Lord Krishna and his ministers and secretaries had been considering how to attack the kingdom of Jarasandha. Because they were seriously considering this subject, Narada's proposal that Lord Krishna go to Hastinapura for Maharaj Yudhishthira's great Rajasuya sacrifice did not much appeal to them. Lord Krishna could understand the intentions of his associates because Krishna is the ruler of even Lord Brahma, and therefore, in order to pacify them, Krishna smilingly said to Uddhava, "My dear Uddhava, you are always my well-wishing and confidential friend. I therefore wish to see everything through you, because I believe that your counsel is always right. I believe that you understand the whole situation perfectly. Therefore, I am asking your opinion. What should I do? I have faith in you, and therefore I shall do whatever you advise." It was known to Uddhava that although Lord Krishna was acting like an ordinary man, Krishna knew everything, past, present, and future. However, because Lord Krishna was trying to consult with him, Uddhava, in order to render service to Lord Krishna, began to speak. And so, in the presence of the great sage Narada and all the other associates of Lord Krishna, Uddhava considered the situation and then spoke as follows. "My dear Lord Krishna, first of all let me say that the great sage Narada Muni has requested you to go to Hastinapura to satisfy King Yudhishthira, your cousin, who is making arrangements to perform the great sacrifice known as Rajasuya. I think, therefore, that your lordship should immediately go there to help the king in this great adventure. However, although it is primary to accept the invitation offered by the sage Narada Muni, because it is quite appropriate, at the same time, my lord, it is your duty to give protection to the surrendered souls. So both purposes can be served if we understand the whole situation. Unless we are victorious over all the kings, no one can perform this Rajasuya sacrifice. In other words, it is to be understood that King Yudhishthira cannot perform this great sacrifice without first gaining victory over the belligerent King Jarasandha. The Rajasuya sacrifice can only be performed by one who has gained victory over all directions. Therefore, to execute both purposes, we first of all have to kill Jarasandha. And I think that if we can somehow or other gain victory over Jarasandha, then automatically all our purposes will be served. The imprisoned kings will be released, and with great pleasure we shall enjoy the spread of your transcendental fame at having saved the innocent kings whom Jarasandha has imprisoned. But King Jarasandha is not an ordinary man. He has proved to be a stumbling block even to great warriors, because his bodily strength is equal to the strength of 10,000 elephants. So if there is anyone who can conquer this king, he is none other than Bhimasena, because he also possesses the strength of 10,000 elephants. And so the best thing would be for Bhimasena to fight alone with Jarasandha. Then there would be no unnecessary killing of many soldiers. In fact, it will be very difficult to conquer Jarasandha when he stands with his Akshauhini division of soldiers. We may therefore adopt a policy more favorable to the situation. We know that King Jarasandha is very much devoted to the Brahmanas. He is very charitably disposed towards them. Jarasandha never refuses any request from a Brahmana. I think, therefore, that Bhimasena should approach Jarasandha in the dress of a Brahmana, beg charity from him, and then personally engage in fighting him. And in order to assure Bhimasena's victory, I think that your lordship should also accompany Bhima. If the fighting takes place in your presence, I am sure Bhimasena will emerge victorious, because simply by your presence, everything impossible is made possible. Just as Lord Brahma creates this universe and Lord Shiva destroys it, simply through your influence. Actually, you are creating and destroying the entire cosmic manifestation. Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva are only the superficially visible causes. Creation and destruction are actually being performed by the invisible time factor, which is your impersonal representation. Everything is under the control of this time factor. If your invisible time factor can perform such wonderful acts through Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, will not your personal presence help Bhimasena to conquer Jarasandha? My dear Lord Krishna, when Jarasandha is killed, then the queens of all the imprisoned kings will be so joyful at their husbands being released by your mercy, and they will all begin to sing your glories. They will be as pleased as the gopis were when they were released from the hands of Shankha Asura. All the great sages, the king of the elephants Gijendra, the goddess of fortune, Sita Devi, and even your own father and mother were all delivered by your causeless mercy. We too have been thus delivered, and we are always singing the transcendental glories of your lordship. Therefore, I think that if the killing of Jarasandha is undertaken first, then that will automatically solve many other problems. As for the Rajasuya sacrifice arranged in Hastinapur, it will be held. Either because of the pious activities of the imprisoned kings or the impious activities of Jarasandha. My lord, it appears that you are also personally to go to Hastinapur to perform this great sacrifice, so that demoniac kings like Jarasandha and Shishupal may be conquered, so that the pious imprisoned kings be released, and at the same time, the great Rajasuya sacrifice will be performed. Considering all these points, I think that your lordship should immediately proceed to Hastinapur. Thus ends chapter 71, scene 1. Krishna asks for Uddhava's advice. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gopinath, Gopinath, Kemone shodibe more, na jani bhakati, karme jada mati, porechi sansara gore Gopinath. Gopinath, 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 Gopinath.